Hi, my name is Poppy Parker. The book A Million Ways Home by Deanna Dorsey Wingate is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was inside the North Shore Children's Center, but all that changed when I ran away to my grandma Beth. I knew that she was inside the Huckleberry home because she had a stroke. I went into a gas station for a candy bar. The cashier was so friendly to me. When I came out, I went in the direction I thought was the way to the Huckleberry home. So when I was about halfway through the parking lot, I heard a full-on scream. So I looked in the direction it came from. It was the gas station. I ran as fast as I could to came out. He saw me. He asked for my name, and I stupidly told him. The cops came, but he was too fast. One of them ran over to me and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Come with me." On my way to what looked like his car, I saw it. It was a friendly cashier. She was being taken into an ambulance. I asked the man, "Is she gonna be okay?" He said, "I don't know." When we got to his car, we sat inside. It was then that I noticed that I was super cold. He told me his name, which was TJ, and asked some questions like what the bad guy looked like and did you say your name. I told him that I did tell the bad guy my name. He said that was very stupid of me. I said, "I know." He also asked where my parents were. I said they were offered a job in Africa when I was a baby. There was a bombing and they were killed. TJ went back out and talked with some more police officers. I was so hungry. TJ got back in the car with another lady. He asked me if I still liked Happy Meals, and I said, "Oh, yeah." So we went to McDonald's. Then we went to the police station where I was asked more questions. TJ told me I would be staying at his mom's house. A couple days later, we went to the animal shelter because Marty volunteered there. And that was where I met Gunner. Gunner was a German shepherd, and he was beautiful. But he was kept in a separate cage, so asked Carol, Marty's coworker, why he was in there. She said he was unpredictable. When I started to get sleepy, Marty said, "Oh no." When we got home, we watched some TV and had dinner. I started drawing Gunner. When I started to get sleepy, Marty said it was time to go to bed. The next day, I went to see Grandma at the Huckleberry home. She was having daisy spells. I also met another girl named Lizzie that day. She wasn't very open about her feelings. Then Marty came out and said, "I have to do my homework." So I did some of my homework and mostly just chatted with Lizzie. When Marty came back out, it was time for dinner. The next day we went back to the animal shelter, and I instantly ran to Gunner. I stopped and slowly walked toward Gunner so I wouldn't scare him, and sat with him until we had to go back to Marty's house. Then we had dinner and went to bed. The next morning, I did some homework, and then we went to see Grandma Beth. She was feeling better than the last time I saw her, but she was still having dizzy spells. She had to be moved to the hospital. I cried last night at bedtime because I didn't want Grandma Beth to go to the hospital. The next day we went to see Grandma Beth. She had died overnight. We went to her funeral. I didn't want to watch her burial, so I went to the community garden where nobody could find me. Later, Lizzie found me. Then I saw him. It was the guy from the gas station. He was staring at us. I said, "Run to Lizzie." He followed us. I called TJ and said that I found him. The cops showed up just in time. They got him. Now I am living with TJ because he adopted me after Grandma died. I visit Gunnar every other day. If you would like to read Diana Dorsey Wingate's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Dizzy spells, feeling lightheaded and dizzy. Grandma Beth started having dizzy spells. Impulsive, to jump into something without thinking ahead. Grandma Beth always called me impulsive. Burial, to lay someone to rest after they die. I couldn't watch Grandma Beth's burial. Here's a sneak peek of an exciting part of Million Ways Home. I trained Gunnar. It was so much fun. I picked that because I love Gunnar and I hope to adopt him someday. And it was so much fun training Gunnar.